The following message is presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Now the message.
Well, this morning, Lord laid on my heart to speak about something that I think we all deal with. When you do something wrong and you know that it's wrong, how do you feel? Guilty. We all feel guilty. But you know what? There's some times that we feel guilty and we didn't do anything wrong. We just feel guilty about things that are going on, things that we wish that maybe we could change or help with. But guilt is definitely something that we all deal with from time to time. And it can make life difficult when we feel guilty. It can make things hard on us, and we become and feel useless at times. Many people, their lives are hindered because they don't know what to do about the guilt that they're feeling. They feel stagnant sometimes. There was a survey of about 500 people, and the question was, what do you experience when you feel guilt? These were some of the answers. Feel like I'm being punished, or punishment from God. God's punishing me for my past sins. God is going to judge me. I'm going to have an automobile accident. My baby may be born with problems. Things are just going to go bad for me in life. Then another group of answers for that question of what do you experience when you feel guilt? They said depression, a sense of worthlessness, low self-esteem. They felt shame, rejection, isolation, alone. All those feelings are devastating feelings to individuals. To think of people feeling like that is sad, that people feel that way. But I'm telling you right now, every one of us in the room can relate to one of those answers. We've all felt that way. Some of us today may be feeling that way about things that are going on in our lives, or things from the past that we're dealing with. So let's look at what God's Word says. Let's look at the Scripture in Ephesians chapter 1, 7 and 8. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of His grace which He lavished upon us. We have forgiveness for our sins. We have forgiveness for the times that we've fallen short, the times that we've stumbled. God says it right here. Through the redemption of His blood, we have forgiveness according to the riches of His grace. It's not by what you and I have done or what we can do, but it's by His blood according to His grace. Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Now remember, we talked Wednesday night about that heart deal. We can know it, but when we believe it in our heart, or when it takes hold in our heart, that means it becomes part of us. We've committed to that lifestyle. We've committed that to our life. So when we confess that Jesus is Lord, but we believe that, that's part of me, then we will be saved. First John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Psalms 103:10-12, he has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Isaiah 1:18. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be like wool. Isaiah 38:17. For you have cast all my sins behind your back. Isaiah 43:25. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Isaiah 44:22. I have blotted out like a thick cloud your transgressions, like a cloud your sins. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. God blots out our sins for his own sake. Isaiah 43:25 said, for my sake. I do this for my sake. Isaiah 44:22 says, return to me. God washes away, blots out our sins for his own sake. He wants to have a relationship with us. He wants to be with us. But we know that sin can't come into the presence of God. We know that. So for his own sake, he forgives our transgressions. He forgives our sins if we will look to him as Lord and Savior. God wants to be with us. He loves us. Micah 7:19. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. God blots out our sins. He washes them away. He makes them white as snow. He remembers them no more. The problem is that we really don't understand why or how God can do this for us, which leads to guilt. We can't figure out why God would overlook the bad things that I've done. We can't understand why God would forgive me in the first place. And that leads to guilt. Even though God tells us over and over in all those verses and in many more verses I could have read that he forgives us, that he washes us clean, that he is faithful and just to forgive us, we still struggle with that. We struggle with understanding who God really is and how he really does things. And that's not uncommon. You look to your left and to your right, the person sitting beside you on both sides struggle with the same thing that you struggle with, that I struggle with. Because we are human and he is God. We can't grasp and understand everything about him. The scripture says, now we see but a blurred vision, but one day we'll see clearly. Ecclesiastes 8:17 says, then I saw all, and now this is Solomon, right? One of the wisest men to ever, the wisest man to ever, according to God's word. Wisest man to ever live. Then I saw all that God had done. He's just looking at everything around. No one can comprehend what goes on under the sun. Despite all their efforts to search it out, no one can discover its meaning. Even if the wise claim they know, they cannot really comprehend it. The wisest people on the earth can't comprehend God. We just are on a different level. He's God, and we're a creation of His. Though He loves us more than any other creation, though we are the ones made in His own image, we're still only human. And we still can't completely comprehend Him. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. We can't understand everything we need to know and understand about God. We can't figure it out. We can't comprehend who God really is, and we can't comprehend what He really does or why. Scripture says God is love. Well, you and I love. We love each other. We love our families. We love our spouses. But I'm telling you, our love is not on the level of God's love. It's just not there. I don't care what you say or what you think. I don't care how much you love your grandbabies. And if it came a choice between my grandbabies and my wife, I'm just saying, we don't care. We're not on the same level as God, right? But we have to trust Him, and we have to trust His promises. In Matthew 18, Jesus tells us, truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of God. Well, let's think about it. What are children like? If we have to become and change like them, what are children like? Children accept what they're told. They believe and have faith in those that are raising them, those that are taking care of them. Whatever they say, well, that's true. Well, some of the squabbles on the playground might be because my daddy said this. Well, no, my daddy said this. Well, it don't matter. My daddy's right, right? We got to have that type of faith. Whatever God says, well, that's it. He tells us that He remembers our sins no more. He tells us that we're forgiven. He tells us that He loves us. So that's it. I don't care what your past is, what your sins have been, what you've done in your life. If you ask God to forgive you, if you believe that He is Lord and that He went to the cross and He died and that 3 days later He arose from the grave, He conquered sin and death. If you believe that with your heart, He says He's faithful and just to forgive you. We have to believe that. We don't have to understand it. You don't have to comprehend every aspect of it. But you have to believe it. My daddy said it. I believe it. That's the first thing. We don't believe God like we should. It leads to guilt. The second thing is God doesn't remember our sins, but we do. I know what I've done in my past. I know the thoughts that I've had. I know the things that I've done. And they were wrong. Every one of you remember things that you've done. And that's a tool that Satan uses, our memories. He wants to tell you the exact opposite of what God says. He wants to say that God does remember those sins. He could never forget what you did. He wants to tell you and make you think that He will not only remember them, but He won't forgive you for them. That we are not worthy of His grace and His love, of His forgiveness. And He throws that back in your mind. Every time you think of something that's happened in your past, Satan throws that back in your mind, and we fall into his trap. We fall into guilt because we say we're not worthy. And that guilt keeps us from fulfilling God's plan in our life. Because God has given each of us talents and abilities, and He has given us a plan in a way that He wants you to use talents and abilities. I said earlier that I wanted each and every one of you to invite somebody to come to church. Satan's saying, who are you to invite somebody to come to church? Those people know your past. Those people know, they're going to think you're a hypocrite. That's Satan keeping you from fulfilling God's plan. Keeping you from being used by God. Oh, I've sinned. And I'm telling you right now, I may sin later today. Because I'm going to fall short of what God wants me to do. If I know what's right to do and I don't do it, then for me that is a sin. If I know I'm supposed to invite somebody to church and I don't do it, for me that is a sin. Because I'm not doing what God wants me to do. But Satan wants us to continue to sin. And he wants us to feel guilty about the things that we do and have done. We think that we're not worthy, so we don't use our talents. Listen, God says that He makes a new creation. When we come to Him, we become a new creation. The old passes away, and you become a new creation in life. Listen, if we're going to hold everybody to their past, and we're going to say, you can't do this, or I can't do this, then I might as well sit down, and we all just get up and go eat someplace. Because none of us will be worthy. None of us. But God forgives us. And so it's time that we forgive ourselves. If my God, my Savior, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, forgives me for the mistakes that I have in my past, then it's time that we forgive ourselves for the things in our past. And we start living for Him today. Because Satan is holding us back. Listen, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. But guess what? I'm forgiven. And I hope you're forgiven. I've accepted God's gift of grace and love. And now I need to forgive myself for when I've stumbled and fallen. I need to let go of what Satan's trying to hold me back and tie me down with. It's time, church, that we stepped up and we started following God and we've shaken these chains of guilt that are holding us back. You can't change the past. It's time to look forward to tomorrow. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for loving us. Lord, I thank you so much for forgiving us. Lord, I am sorry that many times in life I felt guilty and haven't trusted you at your word, that you forgive us and that you cast our sins as far as the east is from the west and you remember them no more. I'm sorry I've doubted and I've had guilt in my life. Lord, I pray today that if there's individuals here that may need to make decisions, that today is the day. Lord, there might be somebody who needs to believe in their heart that you are Lord and ask you to come in and to save them. Lord, whatever decision is, it needs to be made. I pray that today would be the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The preceding message was presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ or about the church, including contact information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.